This is Kareem Mosna from CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative. Jazz, blues, boogie-woogie, rock and roll, you name it, he's probably performed it, even classical music. I'm speaking of pianist and vocalist Michael Casehammer, and he will be in Kingston at the Grand Theatre next Friday, November 25th, to perform a concert. And he joins me now to talk about the tour and his latest album, and also the music that he was inspired by growing up. So I followed your music over the years. I had the chance to see you live at the Markham Jazz Festival several years back. And one thing I really took away is, whether listening to an album of yours or seeing you live, it's going to be an eclectic experience. And I'm wondering if that's reflective at all of the music that you were exposed to growing up.
Yeah, I think that's, you hit the nail on the head there. I think the fact that, you know, for myself, I see the whole thing as just my thing, my style. And I see myself as a piano player, not as a jazz piano player, not as a boogie-woogie piano, I'm just a piano player. But the influences my music has or the writing has comes from exactly that. Songs, styles I grew up listening to. It started with listening to my dad play ragtime and stride piano. When I was 5, 6 years old, I started classical lessons when I was 7. My mom took me to a Little Richard concert when I was 14. And then there was the records at home with lots of Count Basie and Jerry Lee and stuff like that. So it's all good music. And for me, and I'm still to this day, I love that music, all of those artists. That's kind of what comes out.
Interesting how, you know, all of those come from, say, the 20s through till about the late 50s, you know, going from ragtime to Count Basie and Little Richard that you mentioned there. So would you say that really it's that era that really sort of shaped your love and appreciation of music in general?
Well, I think for piano playing, it definitely did. At the time when I was growing up in Germany, all these artists I mentioned were what I got exposed to through my parents. But then in school, I had friends as well, and I was a huge AC/DC fan. I was in their fan club, and I was, you know, like, this was like the time when they put the Razor's Edge out and they were on the radio. So I listened to a lot of hard rock and pop music and Phil Collins and whatever was on the radio at the time. And MTV was a big thing. So that influenced me as well, because as a listener, I listened to a lot of that stuff. But it didn't really influence my piano playing per se at the time, you know.
Excellent. And just to further expand, for example, you can go from a jazz standard, say Caravan, to, you know, Taking Care of Business by BTO in the same show. So, I mean, certainly, you know, as you touch on, yeah, there's that influence on your piano playing, and then there's just the influence of the music that, you know, you were exposed to growing up as well. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where the songwriting comes in, you know, for songwriting, all those different styles, have influenced me, and especially for writing songs with lyrics. I'm a big fan of the traditional verse, pre-chorus, chorus kind of, you know, like even like Beatles or Tom Petty or like that kind of songwriting thing. I love that.
Now, is this your first tour following the pandemic?
It is, yeah. We did a few one-off shows between late spring and now, I guess. And this is the first actual tour we're on. Yeah. And it's actually the longest tour I've been on in Canada.
Awesome. And I understand that really what this tour is it's giving us a bit of a preview in terms of your new album that's set to come out, Turn It Up. And I understand you also just released a record just earlier in the fall, The Warehouse Sessions. So tell us a little bit about, first of all, The Warehouse Sessions, and then I'd love to know a little more about what we can look forward to with Turn It Up.
Well, The Warehouse Sessions was a session we did at the Warehouse Studio in Vancouver as a trio. This is with David Pilch, who's a great bassist, originally from Toronto, located in the States, and a New Orleans drummer named Johnny Vidakovich. And we met in Vancouver just before the pandemic, and we just hung out in the studio and played. We pressed record in the morning and played, usually one take of songs, like either jazz standards or things we talked about. And during the pandemic, I wasn't actually thinking of releasing that material, but during the pandemic, I had time to listen to those sessions and liked them. And then so I really thought people should hear some of that stuff too. And I packaged it, just edited the best 9-10 songs out. And we put it out as the Warehouse Sessions in October. The record coming out in March, Turn It Up, is a little more thought through. It's I reconnected with a producer friend of mine from Toronto, Ron Lopata, who's a great producer and used to play keyboards with Jack Soul and a bunch of other groups. And we started working on songs that I wrote during the pandemic. And he has a very, his production style is very, very much contemporary in the pop vein. So he took my songs and kind of packaged it into something more current. So that's what will come out in March. Turn It Up. I'm really excited about that.
And you touched briefly on some of the influences on your songwriting, and are we going to see and have a chance to experience some more of your compositions on this tour and in the new album?
Yeah, Turn It Up is it's actually all originals, except we did a cover of Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Ah, yes, Queen. Yeah.
Yeah. So, going through the record collection, that seemed like something that stuck out, and that felt like this would translate very well to the piano. But the rest is all original songs. And we're, on the tour, I have a pool of songs that I know work from past recordings that I know work in front of an audience and with the band. But there's definitely a whole bunch of new songs from this Turn It Up record that we're previewing on this tour and trying out, really, in front of an audience, because we couldn't during the pandemic.
What are some of those songs that you find that people really love in live performances?
Honestly, usually it depends on the groove. Like a lot of the songs that I play that are from previous recordings are songs that are easy to connect to rhythmically. That either are kind of medium tempo and very steady, and have a cool and nice chorus to it, like Kisses in Zanzibar or Rendezvous or those kind of songs from previous recordings. That's what kind of stuck through the years. There's also a song, Curtis Mayfield's People Get Ready, that we do as a quartet, sometimes as a trio, depending on how we feel that night. And that is always a winner. Somehow, certain songs, the melody is so strong, you just have to let the song carry you. And that night, that song is a winner every night.
Beautiful. So I understand you'll be here in Kingston next Friday, the 25th of November. Have you played Kingston before?
Yeah, I've been at the Grand Theater before, but it's a long time ago and I don't know the year.
Okay. And I also understand this is your last Ontario date before you head out west.
Yes. Yeah, we'll be driving to the airport next morning.
Awesome. And are you looking forward to coming back to the Grand Theatre next week?
Very much, yeah. It's, it's one of those places that, visually, too, when you're inside and on stage, it's beautiful. And I haven't been there. I know they did some renovations there a little while back, but I haven't been there since then. So I'm very excited, and I hope Kingston will come out too and share the night with us,
Excellent. And following that, I understand, as we talked about earlier, you'll be, we can look forward to a new album coming out in the new year. Anything else you have on the go?
Yeah, there's a couple of projects that, that I'm trying to get off the ground that, kind of came about during the pandemic. I wrote a book about my travels in China. I used to, before the pandemic, went over to China once a year to do a big tour, 20, 25 dates. And so I wrote about that, trying to get that out there. And also I love cooking. So we shot a pilot with a station on Vancouver Island to do a cooking show. which is going to air next spring, and maybe we'll turn that into a series.
Oh, very nice. Yes, I did see when I was scanning your website, you have some pretty interesting recipes for people to look at there.
Yeah, yeah. It's cooking is just as much a passion as music is for me.
Beautiful. And speaking of your website, it's just casehammer.com is the best place to connect. Okay.
You can get all your tour info there and listen to music and everything else. Get recipes.
Great. Well, Michael Casehammer, thank you very much for joining me on the show today, and certainly look forward to catching you live in town next week.
It was a pleasure. Nice to talk to you.